Over the last month, we have watched and listened to victims' families, police officers, and medical emergency services recount their stories of the harrowing and horrific bombing in Omagh on the 15th of August 1998. They have done so with clarity, courage, compassion, a sense of loss, and a deep sadness. Those who have listened to these powerful commemorative hearings cannot be anything other than moved by their personal reflections. They have lost loved ones, lost life's rich opportunities. Many will live with the outcomes of that awful day for the rest of their days, both physically and psychologically. No matter how many warm words we use now or in the future, we cannot give them back their murdered loved ones. We cannot erase the sights, the sounds, and the smells of that day. We can try, however, to give them truth. We can try to give them justice. We can strive to give them accountability. I hope this public inquiry is the start of that process. Could the bomb have been stopped? Could lives have been saved? Were there failings in the intelligence collation? Was there human error? The inquiry will aim to find this out. But what is absolutely clear, Mr. Speaker, is that terrorists placed a vehicle-borne improvised explosive device in Omagh town centre and 29 innocent people were killed and over 200 were injured. They were not in the wrong place at the wrong time. They were in the right place at the right time, and they were murdered for no reason and no excuse. Mr. Speaker, the vehicle that delivered the IED to Omagh on that fateful day was stolen in the Irish Republic. The explosives were sourced in the Irish Republic. The TPU, timer power unit, was made in the Irish Republic. The IED was assembled and placed on board the car in the Irish Republic. The plan was made and rehearsed in the Irish Republic, and the vehicle-borne IED left the Irish Republic to cross into Northern Ireland and detonated, killing 29 people before the bombers escaped back into the Irish Republic. Yet the Dublin government doesn't feel the need to hold a public inquiry in parallel to the UK inquiry, or even a commission of investigation. They clearly do not take their commitment to victims seriously, and many victims do not trust their hollow words. They do not trust some weak memorandum of understanding in regards to information sharing. And they have good reason not to trust them. They promised much to the King's Mill families and delivered little, even though they said they would bring in unprecedented legal measures to facilitate the cooperation to deliver upon its commitment. Let's compare that statement to the statement of just 10 days ago from the Irish Justice Minister. If new legislation is required, it will be enacted by the House of the Oireachtas, the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach are fully committed to cooperation with the inquiry. Well, Mr. Speaker, unless that legislation gives the Omagh bomb inquiry the powers to compel witnesses from the Irish Republic, to compel members of the Garda, to compel members from the Director of Military Intelligence, it's pointless. And that's simply not going to happen, regardless of any memorandum of understanding. We also know from our engagements around the flawed Stormont House agreement with the Irish government that both the Garda and the Irish military intelligence will redact information before investigation. So why on earth do we think an MOU will be any different? Just look at the Dublin Monaghan bombing. Another despicable, despicable bombing from our troubles. 17th of May 1974, 34 killed, 300 injured. And the last time they did a commission of investigation with missing documents from the Gardaí Conaire, missing documents from the Defence Force, missing documents from the Department of justice. The reality to all this is simple. The Irish government criticise much, but deliver little. Even when some were hell-bent on the Stormont House Agreement, the Irish government never saw fit to have a parallel process. When the Conservative government brought forward legacy legislation, and it was a disaster, nobody standing over that, the Irish government brought forward nothing. Nothing. And they haven't brought forward anything in regards to legacy. And we're letting them away with it. We're not holding them to account while they hold our feet to the fire. I am not dismissing the sacrifice of the Defence Forces or Garda personnel who gave their lives fighting terrorism. But let's face it, the territory of the Irish Republic was used as a base to murder thousands of UK citizens. Yes, of course. Sorry.
I see you're nearly at the end of your speech, and I just wanted to get in before you get there. You haven't addressed how the inquiry, or what the inquiry would actually achieve. If there's no ability for compellability of the Irish state, then what purpose would a public inquiry by the UK government deliver for people?
And I thank you for that question. And it's a very real question. So here's the issue as I see it. If you can imagine that the UK will have their inquiry and they will come out with a series of outcomes from that inquiry, of course they will be redacted for security reasons. That's always going to be the case. But that's what I would expect the Irish to do in a parallel process. Come out with some of the things which says, here's where we got it wrong. So what we in the UK are saying, we maybe could have stopped it, and I'm surmising here, maybe they could say, well, actually, if we'd have done this, it may never have left our territory in the first place. But if they're not willing to examine that, there's no way of knowing. And there's no way that they can do a joint one, because legislation just wouldn't allow it to happen. And we all know that. But the Irish Republic was used as a base to murder thousands of UK citizens. And they do not feel it's right to set up their own legacy mechanisms. I don't get that. I don't know how anybody here can sit here and say that they shouldn't set up legacy mechanisms, but the reality is they haven't, and they're not intending to. They're intending to do what they've done so far, and that's MOUs saying we will share information, but we've already seen they do not share the information when it's required. So let's finish with three things, if I can, Mr. Speaker. The UK government have failed miserably in dealing with the legacy of our past. They have failed to show a backbone in holding the Irish government to account for its territory being used to murder so many of our citizens. The Irish government have failed at every level to do anything for the victims, to address their role in the Troubles. And I think they have sanitised themselves away from this, to think they didn't have a role in the Troubles. Well, they did, and they need to take responsibility and ownership of that, and stop just being critical of everybody else and start looking inwards to themselves. And lastly, it's a reminder. The Omagh bomb victims deserve answers. They deserve the truth, as do thousands of victims right across these islands, and the Irish government must step up to help provide that information.